أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطيع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the rejected shaitan. With the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most gracious, the most merciful. The praise and thanks belongs to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of all the worlds. The praise and thanks belongs to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His help, we beg Him for His forgiveness. We believe in Him and we put our trust and faith in Him and in Him alone. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of our souls and the evil of our deeds. For he that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided, there is none that can lead him astray. And he whom Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leads astray, there is none that can guide him. And I bear witness and give open testimony that there is no God except Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. He is without partners and associates. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger, the seal of all prophets, the last of all messengers. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you should take heed of him, and do not die unless you are Muslim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and speak the truth. He will direct you to do good righteous deeds and he will forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger, then he has already achieved the greatest achievement. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa kunu ma'a sadiqeen, and be with those who are truthful in their words and their deeds. Surely Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks the truth. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Amin. Allahumma salli wa sallam ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali bayt Muhammad. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, this is, inshallah ta'ala, for those of us whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed to be one of the witnesses of the hilal that was spotted, inshallah ta'ala, on the 8th of July in Tahiti and in France. Then today is the 18th day of fasting. And tonight, inshallah ta'ala, begins the 19th night of the holy month of Ramadan. Which, inshallah ta'ala, that means that should Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decide that this month be 29 days, then it begins the last 10 nights of the holy month Ramadan. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides that it will be 30 days for fasting, then it is the threshold of the last 10 nights of the holy month Ramadan. Either way, because we don't know, we have to include it within the last 10 nights of the holy month Ramadan. And also, because we don't know, we have to consider it as one of the odd nights of the last of the 10 nights of the holy month of Ramadan. So dear Muslim brothers and sisters, what that means, as we partake and witness this third Friday in the holy month of Ramadan, and as we have been blessed to cross another anniversary of the victory of Muslims on the 17th of the holy month of Ramadan at the Battle of Badr, the battle in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He makes mention of in His book, and we know from the hadith that the Muslims, they could tell which of the kuffar had been slain by the angels because their necks were cauterized, meaning crispy, as if cut by flame. So dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we are in a magnificent month. And inshallah ta'ala, we should know that the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was to seclude himself in the masjid in these last nights that marked the last 10 days of fasting in this holy month. As is clear from hadith, that the holy month of Ramadan is divided into three parts, according to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first part of it is mercy. The second part of it is maghfirah, forgiveness. And the last part of it, inshallah ta'ala, is freedom, rescuing from the hellfire. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with all three, inshallah. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, inshallah ta'ala, and Allah knows best, but we, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, with the coming of Salatul Maghrib and the following of it by Salatul Isha, we may be witnessing the King of Nights, the leader, the Imam of all Layl, and that is Laylatul Qadr. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, may Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our fasting and our salah. For Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us to know how He administrates this dunya. As we mentioned on the occasion of Nisful Sha'ban, on the occasion of the middle of the month of Sha'ban, that this is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in effect, lets the docket of the dunya be known. Meaning these are the decisions that may or may not go into full effect. On that list are the possible births. On that list are the possible deaths. On that list is the exact amount of rain that will fall to the drop. On that list are those who will be called back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for punishment, and those who will be called back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for reward. May Allah bless us to be amongst those who receive His ni'mah and whom He saves from His punishment. Amen. Ameen. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Laylatul Qadr. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He asks, as we would say rhetorically, but more so than just to make words. Someone will ask a rhetorical question in our dunya, in this life, to be sarcastic. Others will ask a rhetorical question because it's flowery speech. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does neither. He asks this question to call our attention so that we understand that the import, the weight of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made known, has revealed, is far, far, far beyond possibly even our comprehension. وَمَا أَدِرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. Like, what will actually make this completely clear to you? وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. What will make this abundantly clear as its value, as its importance, as what it is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed this ummah and only this ummah with the knowledge thereof? Yes, no other ummah knew about this night. No other ummah was blessed with the understanding about this night. Even Musa alayhi salam was not given the actual details. When he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a ni'mah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded, that ni'mah is for those who stand on Laylatul Qadr. And he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what's that? He said, I'm not telling you. That's none of your business. Don't worry about it. That's none of your concern. So this ni'mah, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we should understand. As Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was and he is, subhanAllah, concerned for his ummah. Worried as he was receiving the wahi, the revelation. He looks and he knows, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him information about how long that Ibrahim alayhi salam lived, and how long that Nuh alayhi salam lived, and how long that all of the other nations had Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extended their life, and he was concerned for his ummah. Having some sense about our destinies, that we had no way within the lifespans that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would grant us to come close to how much thawab, how much reward, how much blessing, how much ni'mah, how much salah that these other nations were able to put in because they live for 100, 200, 300, 400, 500, 600, 700 years per person. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He let it be known. He revealed this part of His administration. It was always. But for Him, for the ni'mah, for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, He let it be known. Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. It is khayrun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't say how much in khayr. Mind you, a lot of us look over that. We think, oh, it's better than 1,000 months, and think 1,000 months. No, khayrun, better. By how much? Allahu a'ala. Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. It is better than 1,000 months, roughly 83 years and so of life. Khayrun, better than. What does that mean? By another 1,000? Allahu a'ala. Does that mean by 1,000 months in what we count? Allahu A'lam. But he says, خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. So dear Muslim brothers and sisters, by this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us access and an opportunity to gain within one night, within one night, 83 years of reward or better. Khair, khairun, better than 83 years of living. So think about that. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed you to catch 10 Laylatul Qadr, then mashallah ta'ala, you would have caught 830 years, inshallah, or better, in just 10. Subhanallah al-Azim, surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most generous. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. What will explain to you what Laylatul Qadr is? Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, first we have to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has guided us to this out of His rahmah, out of His mercy. He did not have to tell us about this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us to have an opportunity that inshallah ta'ala, we pray that we get in the next year inshallah. We look at these days as long. Oh, it's 18 hours. Subhanallah. But we don't think about the ni'mah when it comes to this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said in His book in Surah Al-Muzammil, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Ya ayyuhal muzammil, قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه أو انقص منه قليلا ورتل القرآن ترتيلا أو زد عليه فامي أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا. We translate, inshallah. O you who are wrapped in garments, قُمْ اللَّيْلِ, stand for the night, إِلَّا قَلِيلًا, all of it except a little, إِلَّا قَلِيلًا, like almost all of it, نِصْفَهُ, half of it, أَوْ انْقُصْ مِنْهُ, or a little bit more of it, almost a little bit more of it, وَأَوْ انْقُصْ مِنْهُ قَلِيلًا, أَوْ زِدْ عَلَيْهِ, or a little more, وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا, and recite the Quran in measured tones, measured way, meaning beautify it, don't rush through it. وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. Now, what does this have to do with Laylatul Qadr? What does this have to do with our nights that we experience now? Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we know that the best part of the night is its last third. This is in many well authenticated hadith. That the first part of the night, it's okay. The second part of the night, it's all right. But the last third, this is the time that is known as we know, ashar. This is the time that comes for what? Our suhoor. We make our suhoor in the last watch of the night, right before the coming or the dawning of Salatul Fajr. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what does He say? Salamun hiya hatta matla'il fajr. Peace is on this time, hatta, until the coming, matla'il, meaning the coming, the wearing or the dawning, for lack of a better word, really, the appearance of Fajr. So here, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, let's count. Okay, we make Aisha at 10 o'clock. 9:40 something roughly now. Comes in at that time. So that's Aisha. That's night. Okay, clearly that's our night time. Okay, first hour, 10 to 11. 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, roughly. 3:40 was today. So you got 5 hours and 40 minutes, right? So midnight would mark nisf of that, roughly. Midnight would mark half of it. One, as most of us, inshallah ta'ala, we know that we're getting close to the time that we have to start preparing. So that marks the threshold of the middle of the night. At 1 o'clock, 1:30, you're entering the threshold of the middle of the night. Come 3:40, you better stop eating. You know, so you got to get it in. But look at that. 1, 2, 3 hours. In 3 hours, you can gain 83 years or better of worship. Just 3 hours. Now, if it was December, hey, you know, the nights are long. It's like 8 or 9 hours for the night. And you could be standing for a couple of hours. Here, just 3 hours. In 3 hours, Allah blesses you with 83 years or more of thawab, of blessing, of reward, on one night. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most merciful, most generous. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, inna. And this is not inna as far as just surely, inna, we surely, inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Surely we have sent this down in laylatul qadr. First, we understand here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not mention the Quran by name. We know this from the tafsir. We know this from what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he explained about this. But we do understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making this emphatic. He's making it clear that this is His decree. This is His doing. And the inna, this word, is a oft-repeated word in the Holy Quran. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. Speaking to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, surely we have given you the fount of kawthar. The fount, inshallah ta'ala, we pray Allah, inshallah, that Allah quenches the thirst of all the Muslims, inshallah ta'ala, at the gate of Jannah with this fountain, meeting Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Holy Quran, Inna, surely, we have given you a dhikr, meaning the Holy Quran. And again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, Inna, surely, we have sent Nuh, Prophet Nuh alayhi salam. And so then again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He brings our attention to this event, making it clear that no one else, had anything to do with His decree about this, and He affected His decision using His angels, and so He clues them in this by saying, Inna, this is our doing. This is not something that was fabricated, and you know nothing about this until we let you know. Inna, we, anzalnahu, sent it down, fi laylatul qadr. Now we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not reveal the whole Holy Quran to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam at one time. So this again is alluding to something that we have no knowledge about. Like when He says He sent it down, that we have to have explanation. Like, what do you mean He sent it down? All of it? Yes. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatul qadr. And He sent it down when? And how? Now we got other questions here. And with whom? And to where? Since it was not all revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is giving us, again, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, access to information to the administration. We have no clue. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is fil ghaib. He is in what we are not able to see. And so thus, inshallah ta'ala, we should take heed of what He is giving us of knowledge. As according to Ibn Abbas, alayhi salam, peace be upon him and his father, radiyallahu anhumah, that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He descended the Holy Quran, where? To Sama' al-Dunya. Where is that? It is in the strata above this earth. And when we say strata, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, everything that is observable and that may become, you need to understand this. See, right now we can only see so far with the telescopes and with the light that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us to see. We can only see so far into space. But mumkin, maybe, in the future, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may bless the human being to see even further. But still, all that is observable now, and that may come to be observed later, is still in the strata, the level of dunya. And there's a level which we see here, and there's a level which we don't see. And it is alluded to what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us when he explained his night journey and ascension. That Jibreel alayhi salam, he reached to a certain spot in space, for lack of a better word, and he knocked on a door. And there was a reply, "Who is it?" So we know that there is this, what we see, and beyond that, an administrative level. And it is to that level that the Quran was descended to in this strata. Subhanallah al-Azim. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, in continuing in the report of Ibn Abbas, radiyallahu anhuma, that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descended the Holy Quran to Sama' al-Dunya in Laylatul Qadr, and from there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, via Jibreel alayhi salam, revealed its verses and chapters. So dear Muslim brothers and sisters, why Laylatul Qadr? Why Laylatul Qadr? This title, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Qadra yuqaddiru qadran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is in His hands the decree. And so as we mentioned, that in Nisfu Sha'ban, the decisions or the topics or categories or actual things to be decided are made known. But on Laylatul Qadr, they become decreed that now this is going to happen. So you have, as we mentioned, inshallah ta'ala, that Allah bless us to share with you, on this for Sha'ban, that is the time for appeal. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, via our worship, via our ibadah, via what we put in. Did we put in an appeal? Did we submit our appeal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking Him, "Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever You decree upon me, make it good for me in the dunya and good for me in the akhirah." Did we put that appeal in? Or were we lazy and sleepy? Did we hear what should be our efforts to be made and made light of it? Well, okay. Then the angels, when they asked, you know, "How did you find my servant so and so?" Well, he was asleep. Did he know what night this was? Yes, yes, my Lord, He knew. So inshallah ta'ala, Allah is merciful. And we know best what His decree may be. But when he is told, how did you find my servant? I found him begging you for your forgiveness, seeking your mercy, and asking for freedom from the fire. And as we know, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks these questions, of course he knows. He asks his angels, and have they seen my fire? And how would they behave if they had seen my fire? And they're asking you for your paradise. Have they seen my paradise? And how would they behave had they seen my paradise? Let it be known that I have given them what they've asked me for, and saved them from what they've asked refuge from. This is hadith. And this is his reply. When what? His servant make a request of him. So this is how you, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, how you let a decision that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may have written on you, or that you have come up for judgment. That's what we have been given the blessing for. This is the divine court date. Everybody know how they start shaking in their boots when they get something, you know, from the court. Well, how should you feel when you get one from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is divine court. And the decision's about to be made final for this year. Do you know if your name is on this list so that you will never see another holy month of Ramadan in the dunya? Allahu a'lam. Do you know if your name is on this list that inshallah ta'ala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you with more provisions? Allahu a'lam. So how much should you work? And let it be known that Ya Rabbil Alameen, Ya Arhamahu Rahimeen, I'm making my appeal. And I'm continuing to make my appeal. Oh Allah, you found me fasting and I am a sinner. And who else should I turn to if you turn me away? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is Ra'ufur Rahim. So dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we should be aware of this. And we should be aware, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in His book, وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا عِنْدَنَا خَزَائِنُهُ وَمَا نُنَزِّلُهُ إِلَّا بِقَدْرٍ مَعْلُومٍ. And there is not one thing, nothing, min shay, nothing is missing. But it is with us. In storage. And we do not send it down except in known measure. Qadr. Illa biqadrin ma'lum. In known measure. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in His book, and who sends down the rain from the sky in measured amounts. Ma'an biqadrin ma'an sharana bihi balatan, inshallah, as we says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, measured amounts, and we revive the earth, the dead land thereby. Thus, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's telling us as a means of parable. And we take it for granted. That is, unless it doesn't happen. It start raining and nothing grows, everybody be scratching their head and start praying. But here He says, look, we send down the rain in measured amounts and revive the dead land therewith. Thus, you will be brought forth as well. You will be dead and you will be revived. Just the way you see a dead tree sprout to life all of a sudden. Dead, barren land, dry, pile, here comes life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, you will grow out the ground in the same way. Somebody's going to bury you and then you're going to sprout up and be asking, Ayn al-Mafar, where can I run? Subhanallah. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He reminds us in Surah Al-Qamar, surely we have created all things, inna kulla shay'in khalaqnahu biqadr. Created everything with qadr, meaning that it has a destiny, a beginning and an end. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He continues, and on our command, wa ma amruna illa wahidatun كَلَمْحٍ بِالْبَصْرِ. Our command, it happens, it brings forth, it is made final within a blink of an eye. That's it. Done. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we remind you of this as we remind ourselves, and we pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us to be standing, putting an appeal, begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His forgiveness and for His mercy, and for Him to rescue us from the fire, inshallah ta'ala. We beg Him to let us catch Laylatul Qadr, inshallah ta'ala, and bless us to be amongst those blessed to be recipients of His best and choice blessings. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم أستغفر الله إن الله غفور رحيم. الحمد لله. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله. الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, wallahi, we have much to share and our time is short, and bi'idhnillah ta'ala, we do not want to overburden you, but we wish inshallah ta'ala that there were more time. Suffice it to say inshallah that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, according to the son of Al-Juhni, maybe some of you may be aware of who Al-Juhni is, especially in relationship to Laylatul Qadr, and some of you may not, but he said, this is Abdullah bin Unais Al-Juhni, that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, I've been shown Laylatul Qadr. I've been shown Laylatul Qadr. Now at first, as we know, the time that Jibreel alayhi salam spoke to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the first time, this was Laylatul Qadr. And it was not until later that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was made known or made aware of that was Laylatul Qadr. And he repeated, I've been shown Laylatul Qadr. This is according to Abdullah bin Unais al-Juhni and reported in Muslim. And he ended the hadith, or rather continued the hadith, by saying, and have been forced to forget it. Now, we're going to spend just a minute talking about this so that we have an understanding. In another hadith, again, so that we have understanding, Ibn Abbas radiallahu an, he mentioned that Laylatul Qadr is on the 23rd night. And again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best, and we will continue about this. But specifically, with regards to the night which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided for the Muslims, or that He decided that He would send down as a rahmah, as a mercy, and a cure for the Muslims, Abi Sa'id al-Khudri, he reports that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would come to the masjid as normal, meaning it was his routine to come to the masjid, make salah, and leave. All the way through the holy month of Ramadan until the 21st night. And then he said on this night, on this occasion, on the 21st night, he said, I've been sitting around you all of these nights. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has showed me that I should go to the masjid on these last 10 nights. Whoever comes to make i'tikaf, meaning seclusion, with me, must remain in i'tikaf through, all the way through these 10 nights. And Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown me Laylatul Qadr, but when I came here to tell you, I found some of you disputing and I saw the shaitan with you. And this caused me to forget it. So, search for Laylatul Qadr within the last 10 nights and seek to reach it on the 29th or the 27th or the 25th or the 23rd. Or the 21st again. So this is an explanation, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. And it's also an understanding, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, that on two sides, some may say that this is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَلَا تُفَرِّقُوا, don't divide yourselves, and that the shaitan seeks to cause division between you. That when we find ourselves bickering and arguing and removing the brotherhood of Islam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put between us because we want to prove our point. No, brother, it's this. No, brother, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in his book, this, and then start, what did Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? I saw the shaitan with you. Others may say, because of this, because the shaitan also, he doesn't know about Laylatul Qadr that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as he says in Surah Al-A'la, وَمَا تَنْسَى إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ, but you will not forget except what? As Allah decides. So Allah decided him to forget this. And it not to be made known when Laylatul Qadr is. For the shaitan either. It's not your information. It's not something that's going to be shared with you. Others say, and Allah knows best, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has hidden many great things. Amongst His 99 names, there is one great name. And He's hidden it. So that we may call upon Him by all of His names, seeking that one great name. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has hidden our death. So that we may be anxious about meeting Him and shy to disobey Him. And work and do amal salihah, good works. So that inshallah ta'ala we may gain the best of actions and the best use of our time. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has hidden a tawbah. So that we make tawbah, and then, did Allah forgive me? Did Allah accept it from me? Let me make tawbah again. Oh, Allah, forgive me for that. You know, did Allah accept it from me? You know, am I sure? Let me make tawbah again, inshallah ta'ala. You know, can't hurt. So that what? Inshallah ta'ala, we get more reward, more ajr, more and more and more. Increase it. And the same with Laylatul Qadr. We know that some of us, may Allah save us, from our sloth and slovenness and being lazy. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us when Laylatul Qadr is, none of y'all would be here right now. Because you know when it is, okay, I'm going to do everything on this night, and then y'all ain't going to never see me again. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows His servants. He knows how we are. He made us. He knows exactly how we are. Hide it. Make them work a little bit. Maybe inshallah ta'ala, just by that, by their intent, oh Allah, I intend to catch this night so that I can show my appreciation. And even by the intent, what does Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? You are a rewarded by your intention. So even if you miss it, Allah is still Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. That you had the intention, you made the work, you put in the effort, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bi'idhni Allah, that He reward all the Muslims with the reward of Laylatul Qadr. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, again I remind you, as well as reported in Abu Dawood, Abu Abdullah bin Unais al-Juhni, radiyallahu anhu, he said, according to my father, he told me, I said to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, I have to be in the desert and I make salah there. He had flocks of sheep and things that he had to tend to. He said to him, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please tell me one night that I should not miss in the masjid. He said, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me the 23rd night of the holy month of Ramadan. And he was asked, and what was your father then doing? He said he would enter the masjid for Asr. Look at the manners. He would enter the masjid at Asr. Some of y'all trying to come at the last salam of Isha. He would enter the masjid at Asr. And would never leave until he had made Salatul Fajr. Once he made Salatul Fajr, he would get upon his beast for burden and ride out into the desert and never return until the next holy month of Ramadan on the 23rd night. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, again, there are many opinions, inshallah ta'ala, of many scholars, and we respect all of them. Hassan al-Basri, he said that it was on the 17th night. And other scholars said the 21st. And other scholars said the 25th. Other scholars said the 27th. Other scholars said the 29th. Allah knows best. We are not here to bicker or fight or say, oh no, they're wrong and they're not. But inshallah ta'ala, the best of hadith, the apex of all the scholars, as we mentioned before, is Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. And he said clearly that Laylatul Qadr is on the 23rd night, or at the beginning of the last 7 days of the last 10 nights of the holy month Ramadan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Again, may Allah reward us for our intent in trying to catch this night, and bless us inshallah ta'ala, and bless us to gain its reward, as mentioned in Bukhari and Muslim by Abu Hurairah radiallahu an, that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, whoever fasts the holy month Ramadan with faith successively, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive him for every single sin that he committed. And whoever stands in Laylatul Qadr with faith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive him of all of his sins. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward us with this thawab, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us, forgive us, and accept our fasting. Let us raise our hands in dua, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, with understanding that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is too shy and too generous for someone to show him empty hands and he not fill them with his blessing. Allahumma ya dhal jalali wal ikram, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Aziz al-Hakim, Ya Hayyul Qayyum, the one who returned Yusuf alayhi salam to his father Yaqub alayhi salam, the one who healed Prophet Ayyub alayhi salam, Allahumma, the one who forgave Dawood alayhi salam of his sin, Allahumma, the one who raised Isa ibn Maryam alayhi salam and saved him from the hands of the Yahud, Allahumma, the one who responded to Yunus in the darkness of the fish, Allahumma, the one who chose Musa alayhi salam to speak with directly, Allahumma, the one who forgave Adam alayhi salam his sin and raised Idris alayhi salam to a high place within his His mercy. Allahumma, the one who saved Nuh alayhi salam from the flood. Allahumma, the one who destroyed the Ad and the Thamud and left nothing of them, as well as the people of Prophet Nuh alayhi salam who were oppressors and were more evil. Allahumma, the one who destroyed the people of Lut alayhi salam and crushed the people of Shu'aib alayhi salam. Allahumma, the one who took Ibrahim alayhi salam as his friend. Allahumma, the one who took Musa alayhi salam as his person to speak with directly. Allahumma, a one who took Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as his habib, his beloved. Allahumma, the one who blessed Luqman alayhi salam with wisdom. Allahumma, the one who granted Sulaiman alayhi salam with a kingdom like no one else's. Allahumma, the one who granted victory to Dhulqarnain over all of the kings of the earth. Allahumma, the one who granted Al-Khidr, the life and the long life. Allahumma, the one who returned the sun for Yusha bin Nun alayhi salam. Allahumma, the one who consoled the heart of Musa's mother alayhi salam. Allahumma, the one who stood for the sanctity and purity of Maryam alayhi salam. Allahumma, the one who shielded Yahya alayhi salam from the sins. Allahumma, the one who tempered the temper of Musa alayhi salam. Allahumma, the one who granted the good news of Yahya for Zechariah alayhi salam. Allahumma, the one who ransomed Ismail alayhi salam with the ram for sacrifice for Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allahumma, the one who accepted the sacrifice of Habil alayhi salam and cursed his brother Qabil. Allahumma, the one who destroyed those who fought against Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, Allahumma, send your prayers upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and the messengers, all of the angels that are near you who bear the throne, and all of those who obey you. And I ask you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by each request that those who you are pleased with and who request of you, and you sealed their request by responding to them, and you gave them all that they asked for. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rahim, Ya Rahim, Ya Dal Jalali wa Ikram, Ya Dal Jalali wa Ikram, Ya Dal Jalali wa Ikram. But Wallah, 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 I ask you by every name that you have named yourself, by any name of your names that you revealed in your book, and by any great name that you have kept secret with you, or you have kept in the highest place of your throne, or that you have sent as a mercy in your book, as you have said, and if all the trees on the earth were pens, and the seas were ink therewith to write, and seven seas behind it to made as an additional supply, the words of Allah would not be exhausted. Surely Allah is Azizul Hakim. Allahumma, I ask you to accept our fasting and our good deeds in this holy month of Ramadan, and to release us from the fire of hell. Allahumma, do not let us be wood for your fire. Allahumma, keep us away from the fires of hell and its stench. Allahumma, enter us under the protection of your Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his intercession, and write us amongst those whom you are pleased with, and allow us to drink from the fountain of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma, I come to you today on this third Friday of the holy month of Ramadan, asking you by all of your prophets and messengers who fulfilled your mission in the earth by calling us to guide us and guiding us to you, which you sealed the best of them with the best human being that you created, their leader and our imam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma, we call upon you on this day to have mercy upon us and to not question us about our sins. Allahumma, forgive us in what we have oppressed ourselves or what we have oppressed others with. Oh Allah, we are only seeking and looking for your mercy. Ya Arhamahur Rahimeen, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. Oh Allah, Allahumma aghfir al-mu'mineen wal-mu'minat, wal-muslimeen wal-muslimat, al-ahya'u minhum wal-amwat, برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. عباد الله, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, it is well advised in the best manners to seal this supplication with sadaqah and increase your blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon yourselves. Again, Allahumma salli wa sallam ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad kama sallaita ala Sayyidina Ibrahim wa ala ali Sayyidina Ibrahim wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad kama barakta ala Sayyidina Ibrahim wa ala ali Sayyidina Ibrahim fil alameen innaka hamidun majid. Ibadullah, inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wa ihsani wa ita'i dhil qurba wa yanha ala fashai wa munkar wa baghi ya'idhukum la'allakum tadhakkarun wa aqimu s-salah inna s-salata tanha ala fashai wa munkar wa la dhikrullahi akbar.